A fleet of solar-powered race cars descended on Claremont, California yesterday, looking like a fleet of UFOs or stealth bombers. These futuristic vehicles coasted to the finish line of the American Solar Challenge, the world's longest solar car race. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro prepared this report.
Here they come! Here it comes!
At the sight of the Solar Miner 3 approaching the finish line, Bob Mitchell cut loose like a hyped-up football fan. You can forgive the Dean of Engineering from the University of Missouri-Rolla for getting excited. He was among hundreds of alumni, parents, and passers-by, thrilled at the triumphant arrival of 28 solar cars, all the way from Chicago. Solar race cars tend to look like giant wedges on wheels, covered in wafer-thin black tiles, except for where the little cockpits pop up. A solar car uses solar cells to convert sunlight into electricity, which in turn powers its motor. The more sunlight, the faster the car runs, and the more energy the battery can store. But even then, we're talking about a handful of kilowatts. A car powered purely by the sun has to be very light, around 500 to 800 pounds. And in the interest of maximizing efficiency, there's no air conditioning or radio in there. The seats tend to be horizontal, with a little sling that keeps the head upright. It takes several heavy lifters to detach the body from the chassis, releasing one tired, sweaty driver. It's hard to overestimate the lengths to which these racers will go to speed along the cutting edge of science. The race followed Route 66 from Chicago to Claremont, just east of Los Angeles. There were 14 pit stops in between and lots of unscheduled delays, thanks to rough roads, flat tires, and steep hills on cloudy days.
The first car to make it 2,300 miles was the University of Michigan at a time of 56 hours, 10 minutes, and 46 seconds. Congratulations, University of Michigan, at an average speed of 40 miles per hour.
The win was particularly sweet for Michigan because 17 days before the race began, the team's car, the Impulse, hit a pothole, swerved off the road, and lodged in a barbed wire fence, shredding the million-dollar vehicle's delicate underbelly. Team member Amir Rashid said they just couldn't bear to walk away from 2 years of dedicated effort.
We basically had 20 to 30 people working literally 24 hours a day, sleeping in our shop. We ordered materials, everything we needed overnight using insurance money. We surprised ourselves, basically, pulling it off.
It took more than hard work. While the Department of Energy contributed around $400,000 to organize the race, it was up to the teams to finance their own cars. Some vehicles sported Fortune 500 logos along their sleek sides. Others appeared to be held together with duct tape and a prayer. But this race was not about money or winning, according to Richard King, team leader for the DOE's photovoltaic R&D program. He said it's about inspiring kids and grown-ups to think big.
They want to win a race, and in order to do that, you've got to have the most efficient, most reliable car. So they're building components and putting systems together that are really quite phenomenal. And I think Detroit is watching them.
Which is not to say analysts expect to see solar cars on the retail market anytime soon. Well, who knows? Maybe our children will. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Claremont, California.